from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. We begin this evening again with the war in Iraq. Iraq's Deputy Interior Minister Abdul-Jabbar Yusuf was injured by a suicide car bombing. The blast killed at least five Iraqis, including the bomber. A group linked to al-Qaeda, led by Syrian-born Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, claimed responsibility. NPR's Peter Kenyon went to the scene of the blast and talked to survivors.
In Baghdad's Baladiyat neighborhood, Iraqi neurosurgeon Dr. Faris al-Jabouri and his wife Awatef were having their breakfast this morning when a car pulled up in front of their neighbor, the deputy interior minister. Awatef, also a doctor, was getting ready to go to the hospital, but not as a patient. Jabouri said he's never heard anything like it, a roar and then a shockwave, carrying doors, movable objects, and all the glass from the front of the house in a cloud of blinding smoke.
And my wife started to bleed from her nose and mouth. Her eye, she can't see, and the fracture in her forearm, and two deep wounds, and she fell. I looked for cotton or anything to stop the bleeding, but I can't see anything.
Cars and people in the immediate vicinity had been flipped into the air like playing cards. Two cars landed in the deputy interior minister's front yard, and blood and blackened clothing spattered his second-story wall. The engine block from the bomber's car leaked black fluid some 50 yards up the street. Interior Minister Samir Somaidai arrived to survey the damage. He praised General Yusuf as a hard-working, conscientious man who's trying to restore the rule of law to Iraq.
His job is to fight crime. Now, crime is fighting him back. This is a war between criminal elements and between law and order. At the end, law and order will prevail.
It was the second suicide car bombing in a week, both targeting members of the Shiite Islamist Dawa Party. On Monday, Governing Council President Izzeddine Salim was killed at a checkpoint in Baghdad. Several other explosions sounded around the capital today, causing property damage and minor injuries, and further straining Iraqi nerves. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, meanwhile, produced evidence suggesting that an airstrike that killed some 40 people in the western desert Wednesday hit a way station for foreigners infiltrating Iraq from nearby Syria.
Contrary to media reports, there was no wedding tent, no nuptial tent. Again, there still are a number of inconsistencies, and that's why we are continuing to explore all possibilities of what happened on the ground. There may have been some kind of celebration. Bad people have celebrations, too.
Kimmett said identity forging equipment and weapons were found in a dorm-style building outfitted with hundreds of suitcases filled with typical Iraqi clothing. U.S. officials were also cool to reports of an offer by wanted cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to vacate Shiite holy places if U.S. forces do the same. U.S. spokesman Dan Senor said Sadr must give himself up and face an Iraqi court. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.